We did have three hospitalizations, patients who had hemolytic uremic syndrome, and so that is a potential complication when individuals have their kidneys that are impacted by the toxin that is produced by E. coli, and so those individuals were hospitalized, but at this point, I believe all of the individuals have recovered.